In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Family meals. They can be transformative experiences, can't they? Many years ago, I hosted a Thanksgiving dinner for my extended family. This included my mother, who was a formidable woman with strong opinions about everything, and my mother-in-law, who was equally formidable and who had equally strong opinions. Although such a big family Thanksgiving meal was traditional, frankly, I dreaded it because I feared I'd be caught in between these two women, both of whom I wanted to please. All this in the midst of cooking a meal for 30 or so people. I did the usual massive grocery buying and stuffed every corner of the refrigerator with supplies for the feast. And I arose early on Thanksgiving morning and I realized I was sick. Dreadfully, awfully, nastily sick with some sort of flu. Perhaps it was a wee bit psychosomatic, but it was more likely something that the kids had brought home from school. And it was 8 in the morning, and I was standing at the kitchen sink, wrestling the innards out of a defrosted 28-pound bird, weeping silently because I was so miserable. I knew I had to get the stuffing prepared and into the turkey and the bird into the oven if we were going to have the meal at a reasonable hour. It was Thanksgiving, but I wasn't feeling particularly thankful. I could hear my mother talking to the children out on the back porch. She was drinking coffee and smoking the ubiquitous cigarette. She never quite forgave me for making her smoke outside. And then I heard the creak of the chair as she rose to come into the kitchen to refill her coffee cup. She wandered in and nearly bumped into my mother-in-law, who was also coming into the kitchen from the living room with the same agenda, another cup of coffee, and saw me at the sink. My mother said, "What's wrong with you? Why are you crying?" I blubbered, "I'm sick with the flu and this bird is enormous and I'm never going to get it stuffed and into the oven on time." And I dissolved into another fit of tears. "Oh, for heaven's sake, move over, I'll do it," she said. Actually, she didn't say "for heaven's sake," but we are in church. Now, my mother-in-law, this is my former mother-in-law, by the way, not Doug's mom, who is a saint, but that mother-in-law did not get along with my mother at all. She stood to one side with her head cocked and said, "Yes, you need to go back to bed. Your mother and I will get dinner on the table. Take some tea upstairs with you, go back to bed, and we'll take care of all of this. Between the two of us, we have put many a Thanksgiving meal on the table, haven't we, Anne?" And my mother growled her agreement, and I went up to bed. I half expected that I would hear arguments and slamming of doors and crashing of pots, because the kitchen was directly below my bedroom, but I heard nothing. So I dozed off and awoke several hours later feeling somewhat better. What was that I smelled?
roasting turkey,
vegetables, pie. The coffee maker continuing to perk. I washed my face and dressed and came downstairs to the meal that was just about ready to put on the beautifully set table. My mother-in-law was famous for laying a lovely table. The two women were sitting at the kitchen table having yet another cup of coffee, and they smiled as they saw me come down the stairs. "Feel better?" they chorused. "We've got it all under control. Just call the children inside and we'll be ready to serve." You would have thought that they were friends of decades' duration, but they were not. They still didn't particularly like each other or agree about many things. But they came together and we had a meal that was a particularly poignant gift, since one of them would be dead by the next Thanksgiving. They were transformed, at least briefly, by the need to share a meal full of love and care. On this evening, we too share such a meal. It is Maundy Thursday, traditionally thought of as the time when Jesus instituted the meal which we are about to celebrate, the Lord's Supper, as part of the Passover celebration. Who knows if Mary and Martha, those notoriously feuding sisters, had made the meal, or if it was a catered affair? Who knows if the disciples knew that this might be their last meal with the Lord, despite all of his comments in the time before this night? Who knows if Judas knew that Jesus would mention what was going to happen next? What we do know is that they came together as a family, a sometimes tense and argumentative family, but a family nonetheless, to share a meal over which their beloved teacher and Lord would preside. The disciples were surprised that Jesus decided to wash their feet. That was very unusual. Not even slaves normally did that. It was a sign of hospitality that you would set out a basin of water and some towels so that you could wash your own feet when you came in from out of doors. But to have the host of the meal strip off his robe, wrap a towel around himself, get down on his knees and wash the feet of his disciples, this was something different. It was a sign of humility and service that was an important part of the meal. It seemed out of the right order of things to them as it happened, but he did it for a reason. To teach them once again that the work that they did together was not about who was the leader and who was the follower, but that they should all do it for each other, just as they should continue to share meals together, no matter what happened. That they should follow his lead and love and serve each other, just as he was doing that, putting aside rivalries and struggles as to what they should do next. Just as my mother and mother-in-law stepped out of the natural order of our Thanksgiving meal, that I as the host would prepare it, so too did Jesus step out of the natural order by washing the feet of his disciples at that meal. Just as I relinquished control of my kitchen, so too did Jesus relinquish control by kneeling before these disciples. Family meals have the power to do that. They have the power to shake us up, to give us the opportunity to show the best of ourselves, to put aside the things that are irrelevant so that the important things are attended to in love and in life. I did not know that my mother-in-law was in the early stages of cancer that weekend, that she would go home to God. Just as the disciples did not understand what Jesus was telling them, that he would die soon. If I had, perhaps I would have worried less about my mother-in-law's annoying tendency to tell me how to raise my children. And I would have worried more about thanking her for caring for us and caring about us. If the disciples had really understood that Jesus was about to die, perhaps they would have worried less about who sat closest to Jesus at the table, or how they wanted to appear holier than the person next to them. Perhaps they would have asked more of the right questions or helped him more, or they would have stood beside him rather than running away when Jesus was arrested. But at that meal, in that very human moment of family around the table, Jesus knew what he faced and what they faced. So he gave them something to remember him by. Just as we all hold memories of family meals in our past, he gave them these words: "This is my body. This is my blood. When you get together again and you drink the wine and you eat the bread, do this in remembrance of me." We do not know the gifts that we take from our family meals. Sometimes they're recipes, sometimes they're memories, sometimes they are the bittersweet knowledge that we missed the opportunity to say thank you or to give something back. But we do around this table continues, even when our family meals be not. The memory of what Jesus did stays with us and energizes us to share him and what he did with others. We may not get a second chance with our families, but we do with Jesus, because he is the Lord of second and third and 50th chances. He tells us to share this family meal each week to remember him and to remember the love that he bids us to share with the world. So come to the table and be fed, and then feed the world with it. Amen.